Alright, everybody makes the animal. This will be Starship. Maybe you have. Wow, I
Seven.
Six.
Falling behind the curve, Jay. You should put my courage into that.
Okay. Administration.
Again, it's just administration. What's that in skill?
Yes.
And
Starship personnel?
Yeah.
Six.
Eight.
Seven.
Instructions.
What? You actually have instructions?
11.
Yeah, he doesn't have
instructions.
I'll point that one.
Six.
Okay. Donald, make a medical science roll.
Hey, my base hits is listed as 5. Isn't it 6? Oh, well, yeah, a couple of games ago.
Yeah, probably nothing for 9.
So, yeah.
Any sign. This is medical.
Any science except medical. The anthropology on the left.
Physical science, computer science,
climatology.
Eight. How many points to raise a skill from 1 to 2?
2. No, 3. You have 3 remaining points.
Yeah.
Three.
2 to 3 also cost
3. They got security. What? I still get that. Choose Coop's best skill, my best skill, and security systems for you.
Well, this is a security card.
I pick his phaser.
I have engineering systems, security systems. I'm good at that.
Maybe I'll raise that. Can I raise it?
Yeah.
It is, I guess, my prime skill.
One of them. All right, now I have a 2 in it. Wait, so I can raise security. The skill is called security?
Security is... No, there are 2 security skills. Security system.
Alright. 7.
I read Cryptonomicon lately. I thought that was good.
Oh, it's
true. Yeah, I didn't like the other ones as much as that one. It was really stinking long.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really long. I've only read it really long. Who's the
option?
I've been afraid to read Cryptonomicon because when it came out, I just finished looking for cryptography from what I heard about it. Got enough of the stuff from that was food from the trace. You probably read them. There's a lot of stuff crashes. It's pretty bad. It's nice for that.
about something vaguely as like a novel.
Actually,
it was like I was reading it. It's great, and then I realized, oh wait, you like snow crushing, walk in the light.
I actually hate this technology, but it makes a great line of characterization as well. And this is the plot they kept moving in snow crushing.
Yeah.
The first chapter is not bad. It's just
and it's a good thing it's 150 pages long in the first chapter. So the rest of the book is right there. Okay, so the ship, which I believe was badly damaged in the last episode.
It was?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, it was.
How we damaged it?
Got not fighting.
Really? I missed the last game?
No. You were on the ground.
Yeah, at the prison where we couldn't get our shields up or something because Donald was sabotaging.
That's right.
I think that's her world famous openness.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It definitely wasn't her skill.
I think she might have lost skill points last week because she was so bad at sabotaging.
So...
I picked the wrong person.
Yeah. Too bad they captured you.
Yeah, if they captured Dave, we would have been
totally
Yeah, I have engineering systems as a one of those specialties where I get extra dice, and I have 4 skill points in it. So I actually could have fucked stuff up and shot the people when they came there as me.
As opposed to Donald who tried to go at him with a hypo strike. But I think she succeeded.
I've got one of them.
Very embarrassing. I hope he's been thrown out the airlock.
She has a hypo spray, sir.
So you guys are on leave here. So let's hope Donald fixes everybody else. Turadelphi. Huh? Turadelphi.
That would be a wrong person.
So he
that does me a favor.
Yeah. So he invites you over to Bonus Run. His good friend, Crystal, and whoever else was there at one time. You know, you can bring whatever pet you want.
Okay, who was there? It was actually...
It was Gona's mission.
It was actually Wu and Eric.
Yeah.
So you should bring them. I think I was there. Or at least I was there one where...
Oh, Eric was there. Oh,
yeah. We were
Eric
smuggling something.
No, he was. Where was that? Hold on. Forget me.
I think Holton was there, too.
Wasn't that the one where me and somebody were in a bar shouting about how tough we were? Probably sweet.
No, that was a clam one.
Oh.
That's right. It was
a clam. I eat fruits for breakfast. Okay, I didn't even bother to wake up. I just went to the mall and
this is going to end up with him owing me more favors. This
could be. Which is unfortunate.
Unfortunate? Why?
That people you owe favors to somehow get more and more in debt because, you know, they're drones, you know, as one. And I'll pull you back to you over, you know, you and whatever, and one break.
Okay.
If he's heard, you know, that you have a lead.
I wonder why he's hearing that I have lead. Okay.
But I don't want to take these two.
Only two of your other friends have leave at the same time.
Yeah, we're the only ones who have leave. The other ones don't.
And you have to fix the shit. Okay. I don't know if I can cave to Janet.
I look up. I have my Hawaiian shirt on and my sun visor. I have a bag over my shoulder that says Earth or Bust. Yeah?
I have one that says busts or bust.
Sounds pretty good, too. I don't know where you guys plan on going on leave. But,
away. Bust or bust.
Okay, well, I'm going over to bonus run. One of the biggest
places. Where is it? Are we on Earth?
No, you're still on the edge of the Earth.
So going to Hawaii was a bad plan.
Oh, it was a Hawaii simulation. I was just going to be down in the holodeck for 2 weeks.
That's my plan. That's a whole tan.
Yeah.
CRT blood.
You're going to bear destination stop in the holodeck?
Yeah. So,
fuck you. Fuck you, Cameron. I got invited to go over to Bonus Run, which is like the Orion gambling party hangout place.
Is it hard to get invited there?
No, not really.
But, I mean,
anybody can go.
Oh, okay.
It's just a tourist place. It's just like a tourist place, but...
Who'd you get invited by?
We were there a while back.
High Roller?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
We were there a while back, and cool. We helped out some people with some things, and they were favors, so they heard that. Somehow they heard that I suspect they're going to want me to do them more favors instead of the other way around. But,
all right. But they're going to put us up in their little suites.
Yeah, or something like that, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I heard a great comment. Is there anything that'll make me do this with funny. My hand while I'm in there?
Yeah, the party cam.
Let's go.
I would recommend it.
I heard a great comedy bit of fuck the other day.
What?
Fuck. The word fuck.
Okay.
Just, you know, of all of the words beginning with the letter F in the English language, fuck is the only one known as the F word. It's a versatile word. You can say sentences like, fuck you fucking fuck. And on and on and on about all of the usages of it. So that's my favorite new phrase. Fuck you fucking fuck.
Yep.
Fuck you fucking fuck.
Exactly.
They went through all the parts of speech exactly like that.
I'm going to have some carrot cake. Do you want to eat?
No,
thank you.
I don't think it's a preposition.
No. But it's a noun.
It's a noun.
It's a verb.
It's an adjective.
It's an adverb. It can be used as part of other words like absolute.
Absolutely.
There we go. And they also mentioned all of the different things it can mean, like surprise.
Fuck!
Anger. Fuck you!
Yeah. It's all the time. Yeah.
Disbelief.
Me.
Things are really messed up. This is fucked. They did mention my favorite, which is kind of an expression of enjoyment and entertainment. Fucking A.
Well, oh, fuck.
Oh, and I think the other one was, why don't you go and play hide and go fuck yourself? I have to either. Any fucking way.
Alright, so we go take a scanner shuttle? We'll let the captain see that.
Let's take the captain's job.
The captain.
That'll only tempt us to use powers for our evil.
take a normal. Okay. Take a normal utility shuttle. It'll take a little longer to get there. Oh well.
Hey, that's cut into our shore leave. Yeah, I could be in the holodeck already.
You're already on the shuttle with the open ensign. What do you want?
What more do you want?
She's not an ensign.
Oh, really?
Well, that's like the
outrage. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with the superior officer.
Maybe she's got that. I was porked by a Klingon and threw off of her by now.
Fucking yay.
Alright, so, got two controls. The pilot and navigator.
Okay.
Who's going to pilot and who's going to
navigate? Can we have the computer do that? We're showing you.
Sure.
I guess I'll pilot.
Okay, I'll navigate.
Okay, vehicle operations, shuttlecraft.
Okay.
McDonald, Shannon, so you're navigating, you can do a... Okay, six. You can use shuttlecraft, no matter what. So you use vehicle operations, shuttlecraft, or something else.
To navigate, it shouldn't have anything to do with being shuttlecraft.
Well, shuttlecraft is pretty small.
But... Okay.
Do the leadership board sensor or something.
Yeah.
It's an eight.
Okay. So, you know, you cross into the triangle sector.
Okay.
And, you know, you were probably.
Do you think they have any surf in there?
Surf?
Almost there. When you receive a stress signal.
A fucking shuttle with three people on it.
So what? Just a general distress signal.
We've got 150 people here running out of oxygen.
It's a general.
We can take two of you.
Draw straws. There's a general distress signal, sir. Should we ignore it?
No.
What's the deal?
So
they seem to be saying.
That's Prider Rigel. They say they're losing power. One of their engines is out. It's each ship attacking them.
Each ship attacking them.
Who's attacking them? That's what you get.
Hey.
Damn. Well, never specific.
Not a whole lot we can do about that.
We could
be in a shuttle. So, we do on this show have replicator technology, don't we?
Don't we?
Yeah, you have a small replicator.
So, what I was figuring we could do is bypass the phase mode devices to re-regulate the technology into holo technology, which we know is already possible on the ship itself, and therefore create a huge hologram draining our batteries of a much larger Federation warship. Would you like me to get started on it, sir? Perhaps the engineer could. He's good at this type of thing.
You're hard. You're out, but okay.
You got it? You know the plan?
Well, this is an idea.
That's true.
Yeah.
Make us look bigger.
Yeah, make us look bigger.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll change course.
I suggest we should team on that role. Maybe a few.
How do I? What's the who polices this neck of the woods?
Nobody. Triangle sector. Okay. Okay. Wasn't that an engineering
and how far away from the ship? From the ship?
Yeah.
Two of these are wild back.
Well, is it logic or perception, Kev?
Huh? Okay. And how far are we from our ship?
You looked at a long.
Too far was the answer.
Is it logic or perception, Kev?
For
figuring out how to do this.
Logic.
15.
So, I think it's engineering systems. What was it?
We're trying to reroute the phase bypasses to allow for using holo off of the...
is it engineering systems, security systems?
No.
Okay, then it's all the same.
Okay,
so...
Reverse the polarity of the neutron flow. And
right, what do I need?
Back off on it.
The higher, the bigger the ship you'll be.
Cool.
So
good. Is that why you're wild?
16.
Woo!
Okay.
Who's the discovery?
And the best thing is, we will have forgotten about this technological innovation by the next episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Ask if courage will help.
I think 16 is
about it. You can make the biggest difference.
Okay. Yeah, they weren't supposed to do that, Kevin. So they can.
That's fine.
I don't want to get shot at and I'll miss us.
Shoot through holograms. So you can make yourself into a galaxy.
Go to the Sonoma party. Well, that would scare the hell out of most people.
We like to send small boarding parties.
Just okay. What galaxy class ships are actually in the neighborhood that we can claim to be? I assume that all of the galaxy class ships are relatively well known.
Yep.
So we can't like claim to be, you know, the galaxy class ship Ubar or whatever that he's ever heard of.
We are the galaxy class Esperanto.
Esperanto died out 500 years ago.
The best thing about this carrot cake is this lack of raisins.
Good stuff.
I have some raisins in the kitchen if you want some.
The galaxy in the universe, like,
there's only two?
I thought it was the third one. Like,
okay, where are they stationed?
Right now they're both.
But right, the menu.
That's well, relatively well now.
You can find out if you want.
Let's get.
I mean, most civilians are civilians.
Let's pick the.
Can we be one?
A better representation of a class one under that.
Yeah, exactly. Can we?
Okay.
Like a harder to spot fake one under that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought there were more than two.
Did you know one of them has a very evocative name, Galaxy?
Yeah.
Ambassador class, which is still bigger than your discovery.
Okay.
Lots of those.
Right on.
So you choose one that's nearby.
The Horatio.
Actually, maybe we should choose one that's moderately nearby, because they might know the whereabouts of the one, you know, that's supposed to be nearby.
Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of these,
or they might know the captain. Do the captain?
Well, a couple of them.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do one moderate because we don't want them to know the captain.
Right. So we can make one up.
Oh, just choose one that's further away, but not really far away.
Sure.
Okay.
What's the name we get?
What's the cool sounding name?
Sacagawea.
Roger.
Maybe you could be the spread eagle.
Voldemort.
The what?
Voldemort.
Voldemort. It's Klingon.
Excalibur.
Which?
Excalibur.
Wasn't Excalibur Sulu's or something?
No, that was the Excelsior.
You're going to knock that right off with your pig one.
Not what?
The cassette there that Dennis was recording on that was about to go over. It can be the Excalibur.
It can be the Excalibur.
Okay.
This is Captain Arthur Rex of the Excalibur. This is my first officer, Lance Blot. And my other first officer, Gwyn Rex.
Alright, so you head over there.
We head over there.
Do I? Am I carrying heat?
Oh, shit.
No vacation?
I don't know.
There are standard ones on all shuttles.
Oh, good.
Shuttles do have these or twos.
Okay, I grab a phaser two. I'll grab two phaser twos.
Yeah, we can shoot out the porthole.
Oh. Well, you know, when they see through this and capture us.
Okay, so when you reach...
How long is it till we're going to reach there?
Do you know how he just said so when you reach?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
Fuck.
We should always go slow. Maybe we should have looked like a Romulan bird fighter.
We don't know who's attacking us, so that's a really bad idea.
We're pretty sure it's not the Federation.
If it is, we have to talk.
If it is, we'll have to help. Okay.
Okay, so when you reach there, you see a...
No, we don't need better wreck, because I guess sometimes we're piloting our
right.
ship.
Okay. I think I'm high enough rank to pretend to be in charge.
Okay, you're a line officer, so...
And impersonating an officer is a bad thing, so...
That's right, because...
Be who you are. Right. That's all you can ask.
Love the one you're with.
Stop, Aurelia Fraser. Being chased by...
Cease.
Something like that.
What the fuck is that?
Like a lamb.
Is it not a tinfoil? Because I've seen one that's like that. Looks kind of like wadded tinfoil with a glowing ember in the end.
It's a big weird snow cone.
Alright. I wouldn't call that a ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what the hell it is.
It is moving. And it seems to be chasing us in. Okay.
So I don't think we're going to be able to assist, sir.
I don't think they're going to...
Does it look man-made? Or whatever. Creature-made?
Yeah.
Oh, it does? That looks like some sort of giant funnel cone. Who the fuck would make that?
Who knows?
But it's uneven.
Yeah, well, not every race makes even ships.
They don't?
That's true.
The
work
cone heads?
So if it's around the main, I guess we try to bluff our way through this anyway.
All right. Damn right.
We'll try to hail the bad guys. Unknown ship.
Make a communication.
Shit. Oh, we need to change the vision so it looks like we're on a bridge. Right. So when they look through the thing, so shit, I'm gonna try to get a, you know, superimpose us on a background, which is fucking angle. Yeah, right.
What? You're calling me from your closet?
What the hell is that?
No response.
I want to do a sensor scan of their ship.
Which one? Big one?
The snow cone.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to put it on a superimposed
Four systems.
Yeah.
Perception?
Computer programming. Computer programming.
Perception?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, roll. Nine.
It is... All you get is that the outer hull is made out of neutronium.
Sir, the outer hull is made out of neutronium.
What the fuck?
And you can't penetrate it with scans.
Would suggest that we open fire if they don't respond to the next hail, sir. Yeah, okay.
I get a seven. Is that critically bad or anything?
No.
Okay, we might as well send a communication to Starfleet. We're about to be blown apart.
Yeah, let's send a message to our ship. Let's send a message to Discovery. I don't know what's going on.
Let's suggest you send an open open communication telling them to cease and desist since they don't seem to be answering our calls. Tell them that we're the USS Excalibur, sir, and that we will open fire.
You fire with
tell them some Nungam name.
Right.
Excursier.
Do the non. I mean, do all the sort of random merchants and whatever people here usually sort of gang together to defend themselves, or do they all just sort of run and hide and fire to attack somebody?
Usually they'll come to each other's aid.
Okay, grills off. Then we'll send out a general broadcast all ships in the area that there's an unknown ship with hostile intent at this location.
Stay away.
And request aid.
Okay. Just trying to know your warning number.
And we'll send a detailed description of the ship to Discovery so that maybe we can find out what the fuck it is.
Okay.
And let's try to hail the
the freight, the freighter.
Oh, the freighter? Okay. What
their deal is.
So, let's see.
See, I'm intimidated by our master class chef.
No, they do. How big is it? Is it like 10 times our size?
A few hundred times bigger.
Are you talking about bigger than our shuttle or bigger than our ambassador?
Oh, than your ambassador? Well, it's probably a good 30 times bigger than your ambassador. Jesus Christ.
Oh, biggest ship ever known.
Sounds bigger than a galaxy.
Yeah.
Bigger than a whole fucking galaxy.
Okay, so you contact the freighter.
Captain, paddle flat already. Captain, quick, man, I'm looking for patio furniture.
Thank God.
Where can I find you?
Thank God you come.
Patty, is that you, man?
Our engine's failing. Our engine's failing.
How many people on your ship?
What, 30?
I'm sorry, we can't honestly not pick you up.
It'll soon catch up to those, when, you know, the engine fails. You can...
Why are they attacking it?
I don't know, it just encountered it randomly.
Are you robbing their culture? Are you carrying?
Just foodstuffs. Don't have scans.
Yeah, scan them. We're going to go ahead and scan you now, if that's untrue.
We should just be offering aid to this, sir.
But I hit mute. But we can't aid them. We can't get them all on our ship. Therefore, we have to find out what they're really carrying that the damn thing wants and tell them to flush it, right?
Nine.
Would 10 help?
Would 10 help?
Is it us? Is it food?
And?
Well, nothing obvious. I mean, not like, you know, weapons or gold or anything.
Tell
like
them to flush their holes.
What's wrong with what's your food? Flush it all.
Anything.
Look, are they paying any attention to us at all? You get a couple responses. It'll take a little longer to get there.
And I think he meant the weird alien ship.
Oh, the big alien ship. Nope. He was annoying.
Yeah. Would you like me to lean out the porthole with my taser now, sir?
Yeah, I pump it. It's not actually moving really, really fast.
In fact, would you say it was moving really, really slow?
Okay. Not really, really slow.
Could we outrun it?
Yeah.
At the rate it's going?
Kind of leisurely. I was trying to catch up to the frigate.
I'm
wondering if we could fix our engines or something.
Yeah, I could probably fix our engines. I could also probably... Why don't we send Shannon and I... Or what's your real name? Or what's your big
Clancy.
Name? Clancy. Why don't we send Clancy and I... I'll fix our engine. Clancy will find out what they're hiding that the thing's chasing.
Probably the ship.
Is it an unknown ship, like of type, you know, wadded tinfoil from the planet Tinfoil Wad?
What's the freighter?
Yeah.
No, common Corellian freighter.
Can we find any data about all on the big weird thing?
On what?
Just what it is?
Oh, okay.
We have no teleporters.
No, we don't. We have to knock down our little illusion and land on the frigate.
So it doesn't seem to be doing much good.
So, yeah.
Oops, just taking the cops with y'all.
Oh well. We could have used them, otherwise we'd be fine.
Everybody can make,
but we have phasers. We have phasers.
None should work there.
They wouldn't tell.
Probably not. And you got History Federation? You can roll that, and you have history, and you can roll that.
if you made it, then
sure, you can move it.
How much Paris History Federation history isn't?
So History Federation need a 7. Very healthy 10.
I got 9 on my History Federation.
Okay.
It's looking for humpback whales.
Yeah, it's not that one. Yeah, it looks like it came out before Star Trek 4.
Yeah. So it's a... you heard it was a... Oh,
it was a planet
killer.
Oh, we're being chased by a planet killer.
That's what... You tell you about
this is the one, Kirk. And they used another Enterprise starship.
It looks like a freaking wad of tinfoil with an ember in the front. That's what I was talking about anyway.
What are
you
talking about?
There was the big one that looks like a wad of tinfoil.
Describing it. I'm not familiar with that episode.
Well,
okay.
One of the original series episode.
Yeah.
Right. So in the episode, there's this big machine that's pretty much breaking up on its knees. And it attacks a constitution structure. It disables it, and it kills it. It destroys the planet with the crew on board. So when Kirk arrives, they try to phase her down and pull up for pieces, nothing works. And eventually, what they do is they use the other starship and self-destruct it inside the thing to put it out of commission.
But now it's fixed itself. 147 years later.
That's another one. The conjecture was that there were more.
If I tell you all about it, preceding my explanation with Dave told me. Sweet.
Yeah,
the Kirk room. Is so we just need to get Constitution class starship to shove down his throat.
I see.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, let's go.
So, what planet does it seem to be headed for?
It's probably chasing around this little part.
Right now, it is headed for Mondo's Run.
Okay. What? Swerve? Tell the freighter to swerve, not toward Mondo's Run.
So, we tell the freighter to change course, perpendicular to there. Just 90 degrees right.
Veer off.
Are you sure?
Just do it.
Big commandable.
6.
Okay. So he does. So he veers off, moves away, and it keeps going.
Okay.
So it doesn't follow him.
Something's headed in the same direction as me!
Oh, that was easier to follow. We tell them,
we will suggest we go elsewhere for our shore leave.
No.
What is it doing? That thing's going to eat it!
Yeah, so it'll be a great end of the world party. It'll be fun. Let's hail the, we'll tell the freighter that we will, we'll ask them for permission to board and help them fix their engine.
Of course.
Okay.
We should send some tank
of our little illusion thing.
Yeah, simply
run and then they're eventually.
Yeah, and right. And yes. And who's in charge of Bonus Run? There's not really a planetary government. Oh, okay, it is that guy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's call ahead to him.
Okay, I'll call ahead while you're.
He says,
"I'm not going to be walking with the engine." You
Yeah, sure.
So,
you're not joking, are you?
Huh? Oh, is this the Orion guy I'm
talking about?
No, I'm not joking.
You should know that the Federation has no sense of humor.
Here, look, here's a big picture of it.
Oh, my God.
You're saying the ember in the end is going to get me?
It's important not to cause a panic.
Tell anybody else it says.
You might want to consider evacuating the planet, however.
Where my first little settle?
know. You have to help us figure out some way to stop it.
Tell them there's some seismic instability and you need to temporarily evacuate the plant for retrofit.
No one knows who's going to promise.
Exactly. That's why we have to stop it instead of just running away.
Right.
Well, have somebody do a quick cost analysis of whether it's worse to lose the entire planet and all future revenue or
spend a lot of money blowing it up.
Blow up the giant tinfoil wad, or yeah, pretty much those are it.
Do you have any extra Constitution class starships there?
I don't think the Constitution is probably the critical part.
Yeah, I think those are really old too. Small.
Really?
Really. About half the size of those covers. Well,
I don't
know. Yeah,
so we can
get discovered
over here.
That's right.
It is hurt right now.
And that'll give us a better ship.
Yeah! Better to lose a ship than a planet.
We should figure out what other ships are in there. Actually, what we need to do is figure out what the power output of the self-destruct on a Constitution class was. And see if we can rig something similar.
A space barge.
Sure.
Wait, drop me off there. I'll take fire down.
Yeah. So we go over to the freighter and
go help. I want to start doing simulations based on what he's asking for. Find out the power output that looks
like. Yeah, we need to figure out what size explosion was used to disable.
I could probably do it with this ship right here.
Simulation. Sure.
Logic.
Sure. How did they get inside it in the first place? How did does the thing like open up to?
No, well, the thing's already open. Basically, anything that gets within like 3,000 kilometers, it'll catch a crack through being fragmented.
Okay.
So how did they get out? How did they sent it in on the dead men?
Yeah.
I got 14. What is 15 help?
Well, when they sent it in, they had to see, or push the button, and then you had to beam them out immediately.
Okay. Well, sometimes sacrifices have to be made. I'm sure there's someone older dying of a fatal illness on that frigate.
Okay, so what do you do there, Fancy?
So it's like open.
I was trying to run a computer simulation. I was trying to run a computer simulation to find out the power output that would have been created by the explosion that Kirk made with the Constitution ship, and thus model what else could be used to generate similar explosions. I got 14. I could get 15 if that would be better.
No, it's fine.
On your computer screen, there's a picture of like a goat, and then an X through it. Stick a TNT and X to it.
There's the gaseous goat with the TNT in its mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Another X. Or perhaps a question mark, because you haven't modeled that properly yet.
I'm not sure what effect the gaseousness had. They were interesting. They were better than musk sticks.
I've had things like that before.
Yeah.
I don't know if they
were called.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
So, how many megaton explosions do you need?
So, I'll give you a number, 120 points.
Okay.
So which is about an enterprise constitution
cost. So, what's the discovery?
Discovery is 190.
Oh, wasteful. We could like chop off some of this ship.
Well, but we're 75% hurt.
Oh, that's a good point.
The freighter's like 60.
So another freighter, two freighters, and we could blow it up.
You can get it right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna do that freighter.
Talk. I'm not how that works.
It is for the Federation. We're fascists.
So how long does it take us to get their engines running and stuff?
So you're on the ship?
Yeah.
Did Chris go down there too?
I think he was on the
simulation.
So make a bullshit engineering warp.
doesn't even have that.
That's the one he doesn't have.
I don't have it.
You still get extra dice.
I have engineering systems.
Okay, you can do engineering systems instead. With the guard.
Okay. What do I need?
74.
No, 5, because you're using engineering systems.
I need 10.
Come on, 6.
6.
Well, it hasn't used for a while. Mm-hmm. So, 15.
Okay.
But I want to identify whether we want to clean their ship before I fix their ship.
I tell you what, my simulations have shown me that two ships like that would do it, or one ship with an extra 68 power output of explosion.
I ask you if we want to clean their ship.
Well, why?
Up way.
Explosion, man.
Explode away.
No, we'll get
okay, can it play okay?
Yes, I understand. The Iran guy who runs the planet has got plenty of ships. I'm sure.
Why don't we ask him?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. Well, you're doing that, and you're doing that.
We can just send him over the simulation, tell him what he needs.
Okay, so you get to run again.
Yeah. We've done some record checking on these things. This is what we found out.
130, man.
Yeah, we need an explosion roughly this big. I exaggerate.
Really?
Call it 130. So we need like two frigates about the size of this one here.
Let me start doctoring my simulation to make it show 130 instead of 120.
You know, and we need to, you know, time it right so that we feed it to the thing.
Are you sure this will work?
It's worked in the past. But it's worth a try, isn't it?
I suppose. You know, torches are expensive.
But your whole planet's more expensive.
Yeah. No, as long as it works.
It's up to you if you want us to try to come up with a better plan.
Well, it would be nice if you came up with a better plan, but sure. I'll see about getting a structure.
All right, well, start working on that for us.
He doesn't have any?
Not at the plant.
How many do you have?
So, I mean, there are other places you could possibly come to here. Although, he's here.
Are these guys heading to... I'll ask him if they're heading to wherever it is.
Well, it's right here.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've got a couple passengers to come off.
Can they outrace this giant 10-foot-1?
Now that you fixed it, yeah.
Okay, well. Fair enough, man. You're all set, man. Go ahead. Take off. We're probably going to have a battle with this giant 10-foot-1 here, so you probably want to scoot.
So, and I'll let... what's his name? Know that we fixed this freighter and it's incoming.
60.
4.
Let's just drop some passengers off.
Perception roll. Search perception.
Thank God they're heading in the same direction.
They're having explosions.
60, were?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Aside from beating its starships, what else can we do? Well,
I was thinking we should try and open communications with it.
Yeah, we tried that.
We should try harder. I'd like to start doing sensor scans of it to see if there is anything that's being emanated by the ship that might be any attempted communication.
Okay.
So I'm sure this is just some type of misunderstanding.
And it's, so 7, there is an area of the ship that they have a couple of guards.
I'll ask, I'll say, you know, this, you
whatever this capacitor needs to charge for 5 minutes. And then I need to shunt the power over to the inductor. I'll tell Shannon, hey, will you scan about, whatever, 25 yards to my right?
Sure, what am I scanning for?
I may have to kill ship power, but just for a moment.
Okay.
Scan over for, I don't know, there are a couple of guards there. I think I heard a scream.
I'm checking for life forms. That looks like A10.
Alright, so the area you're checking for life forms, there are two Vulcans.
There's a few Vulcans there. That sounds like a Vulcan screen.
Yeah,
I didn't think
inside.
That screen.
Yeah. Could be passengers were going off.
You getting any weird interference?
Am I getting any weird interference?
Weird interference.
Yeah, you know, like every time we try to scan anything.
Oh, no.
That kind of weird interference.
It's a good clean scan. You should see if those Vulcans are okay. They rarely scream. That sounds really familiar.
Yeah. It's pretty Vulcans.
That is disturbing. Perhaps we should ask why they are screaming Vulcans on the door.
There's one the other and one behind the other, but really close. Scream of exes.
Well, I can't get a scan that good. I don't think they do that either, though.
There's two of them. There's one of them. There's two of them. One big one. Small one. Big one. What do I know? What would be over there? Is that the passenger quarters?
It is. It's like one of the car levels.
Would they normally have already recorded, you know, told the planet that they were going there? Is there the space equivalent of a flight plan?
Yeah.
I'll ask Donald to check and see if if they're really going to arrive.
We'll look up their flight plan. Like computer research.
Four?
What is this computer thing? It has buttons. Four, they have a flight plan registered. They basically say they have carry food stuff, luxury foods for the truck.
Maybe I should have the computer monitor in the room with the Vulcans talk to them.
I'm on a ship.
Do whatever you want. Are you asking me?
No.
You making this official?
I'll open a communication channel with
the Zoid and Clancy and the Dark
with the two Vulcans.
Oh, you're bad.
No.
All right, so you basically, find their little
ways to take out the thing.
Shut down this mob.
Answer? Yes. What's wrong with that one?
I'll tell them.
A younger,
I'll tell them, hi, I'm Nora Pritham from Starfleet. I was helping you out, or helping them out with their engine, and just wanted to warn you the power might be going out.
Thank you for that.
Sure. Were they wearing any outfits or anything? Were they dressed like Romulans?
No. They're dressed like, you know, long robes, sort of like Vulcan clothes. Well, actually, the one guy you see.
Vulcan what?
Over.
a Vulcan pilgrim?
Like Spock dressed in the next generation of the Soviet
Union. Yeah, something like that, you know. Big
form of thing of particular interest for Vulcan pilgrims on
Vulcan shrine?
Gambling.
Okay, well, I'll
nude women, titty bars.
I shut off their room's power.
Just their room's power.
Right.
Okay.
Well, how do I explain? I only told them my room.
Alright.
There seemed to be a short area to cause the engine malfunction from the
sure.
feedback on the resnoculator.
Fucking resnoculator. Fuck you, fucking fuck.
Okay.
I want to do a scan of the unknown alien ship against all bandwidths and across all various
and,
channels to see if there's anything that's being transmitted that might in some way be communication.
Okay.
And let's see if we can...
Largely communication.
Let's see if we can tweak the sensor and our communicator stuff to punch through the... Neutrium or whatever the hell.
Neutronium
hull.
Right. I do.
Yeah.
I get on an 8 on that attempted communications.
You pick up. One band is seems to be emitting a regular signal.
Rumble band.
I have a regular signal. What's it going?
Like a homing signal? Could be a homing signal, could just be a
squeaky wheel.
Do a wide range scan on that band and see if it's responding to something or if something else is listening.
I do a wide range scan on that band to see if it's responding to anything or if anything's listening. Responding would be the easy one.
Yeah.
If there's anything coming in.
Right.
This is now sensor or still combo?
Sensor stuff.
Yes.
Maybe it's homing in on something. If it's following something or...
I'll ask the captain to come on by.
Okay, so you pick up a very faint signal. So it's goes B
full run.
B.
Okay.
Coming from the thing.
But the thing didn't turn to follow the freighter.
Yeah, I want to do a sensor scan of the freighter to find out exactly where that is.
Okay. What do you want?
I was trying to figure out how to get through the neutron.
So. Yeah, what do you mean?
Scan through it, punch the power the communicators to punch through it, see if there's anything to talk to in there. Also, I just thought of something. I want to plot its course backwards and see, if this thing's just a mindless thing that just, goes and eats things, then it should have, if we can backtrack it, it should have passed through some system.
Okay.
We should find it on the edge planet. Then.
Yeah, right. And see if we can actually track that back. Otherwise, something's controlling it, leading it around.
Right. You mean like the freighter?
Like the beep-beep thing, yes.
I get 10 to scan the freighter.
So what's it all first? So, you pretty much can't push through it.
Okay.
You could get in front of it, because it's open, and then try to scan inside. So all that kind of dangerous, but...
Okay.
And then follow the line back. So if you follow a straight line, like 10 light years away, there's another planet. There's another star.
Okay.
With some planets there.
Okay.
Inhabited.
Can we check and see if anyone's been near there lately? How long ago would, at its current pace, would it have passed through there?
Okay. And we haven't heard.
You haven't heard of any big monster destroying planets.
Okay. Can we check on that?
Sure. Make a communication roll.
Yeah, I was calling the captain.
15.
That was the spreader?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick will down to you. Yep.
I tell him that I think I've almost got it here, just trying one other thing. It seems like there was some sort of a short in the reverse oscillation unit in those Vulcans' rooms. Something, you know, whatever. And I think that they might have shorted it or, you know, whatever. During their tea ceremony, they messed it up or something, but there was some sort of short. So I ran that back and routed it through the sub something or other. And now seems to be, like, I can probably get it done here as long as there aren't any other shorts anywhere else.
Okay, maybe.
And what I'm looking for is to see whether he goes, when I say, in that Vulcan's room over there. Or whatever, reaches toward his gun.
Which is why I called him here as opposed to told him this somewhere else where he could bring people with him to
surprise
me.
Okay, perception.
All right.
He covers it up well.
If there's anything to cover up,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So that's why you want the beta right up for it.
8.
Do I need that?
No, that's fine. So when you mentioned the Vulcans, he did seem to get a bit surprised outside a little bit. But he covered up.
Alrighty,
thanks for your help.
Sure.